A bunch of newly minted Bitcoin millionaires could be in for an unpleasant surprise. Taxes.
So the IRS is hot on the trail, and that's what's got people scared.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Bitcoin gold rush involves a lot of money, and where there's lots of money, there is also the tax man. The IRS has started to take a keen interest in cryptocurrency over the past several months, and it's not just Bitcoin millionaires who should be taking notice. Amy Wall is a licensed tax preparer based in Tucson, Arizona. She has a bit of a specialty in virtual currency tax implications, and that's good because, like all things cryptocurrency, it's pretty confusing.
So what happened is back in 2014, the IRS issued these, you know, whopping 6 pages of guidance, and they haven't said a word since. So in the 6 pages of guidance, the basic thing they laid out was it's property, general tax principles apply. So when we say it's taxed as property, you know, well, what does that mean? What it means is that any time you spend or, quote-unquote, exchange a virtual currency, you have a sale of property. You have a taxable event every time. So think about the people. I mean, I have clients who live on Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Like, that's all they own. And they have a Bitcoin debit card, which looks like dollars to the outside world. Every single time they swipe the card, they have a taxable transaction.
Do they know that?
Some do. Some don't.
Yeah. And is Coinbase, I mean, is there any official mechanism right now for these various exchanges to ensure that taxation is happening, or is it still pretty, is that just like everything else with Bitcoin, still pretty fuzzy?
So good question. So the IRS publishes the 6 pages of guidance and then are definitely silent. So then out of nowhere, they issue a John Doe warrant to Coinbase. Coinbase is the largest U.S. Exchange for virtual currency. They hold something like 300 million wallets. It's a lot. And just to show you what's going on, Coinbase holds millions of wallets. Do you know how many people reported virtual currency income in 2015? 800.
That's 800 very honest people.
800 very honest or very terrified people.
Right.
Yes. So the IRS decides they're going to issue a John Doe warrant, as they call it, to Coinbase saying, hey, basically, release your records. We want to see who's making money. So Coinbase, of course, says, you know, not on this planet or any other. Okay, and says no. So it goes to court. And basically, Coinbase was upheld. The only thing that Coinbase is now required to do is to report to the IRS if there's a certain level of transactions, you know, big money, unless there's big money, I believe it's $200,000 being exchanged. So the IRS is hot on the trail, and that's what's got people scared.
At what point do you think, I mean, it sounds like the IRS is getting more serious. At what point do you think they'll get really serious? I mean, Bitcoin volume is pretty small right now, but the transactions are getting a lot bigger.
Yes, and I think that's what's going to finally start prompting the IRS into action. The IRS's position to date seems to have been that this is pretty much small stuff compared to the things that they have to deal with. You know, every time there's a budget passed, you know, the IRS's budget shrinks. So they have fewer and fewer people trying to chase down folks that are not reporting their income. So now, I think now it's going to be an issue. And often what happens is there'll be a court case. That's what gets this into high profile. Mm. They'll pick somebody, you know, and take them to court.
Make an example of them.
Yeah, it's the bloodied head on the pike outside the castle walls, yeah.
That's Amy Wall, an Arizona-based tax preparer and the author of the only book we could find on Bitcoin and taxes called Virtual Tax. Now, speaking of Arizona, there is a bill in committee in the Arizona Senate that would let people pay their taxes in Bitcoin. Amy Wall cautions that if you did that, you would pay your taxes in a fashion that itself created taxable income. It's like the Ouroboros of taxes, the snake that devours itself. And one other fun tax fact from Amy Wall. If you're a cryptocurrency miner and you are facing an increasingly large electricity bill because of all that CPU usage, Wall says the coins you mine count as self-employed income, but your electricity bill could be deducted as a business expense. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.